United States President George W. Bush and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert pledged yesterday to bolster Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Meanwhile, hundreds of frightened Palestinians spent another night in a tunnel leading to Israel, trying to flee the chaos and threats of violence in Gaza, but trapped by Hamas militants on one end and Israeli forces on the other. Gaza's small Christian population is still shocked by the news that militants destroyed a Catholic school and convent during last week's conflict. The custos of the Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land, Father Pier Baptista Pizzaballa, spoke to us about the situation.
The situation is very tense. All the people, not only Christians, but all the people, they're living in fear. They don't know what is happening. We tried to call them many times, but the line was always busy. But I know that everyone is in good conditions, and just the properties have been destroyed a little. No one was in the house, so nothing happened to the persons. It's very difficult to know who is responsible for that. The leaders of Hamas called and said that they will put order in everything, that they are not responsible for that. There are so many groups and factions that it's difficult to say who is responsible. Everyone is militant, everyone has weapons, everyone has guns, so it's difficult to know who they represent. They can say we are representative of Hamas or whatever other organization, but not always that this is true. So the point is that there is so chaotic situation and the anarchy that it's difficult to know what is happening today or tomorrow.